Welcome back. Now, another way to edit the elements of the page you are working on is to hover over each section of the page and then alter the content in those areas. So for example, if we hover over this area, you'll see that we have one specific element that we can work with. If we click inside of that area, what's going to happen is that we're going to be able to edit the content inside of that element. So for example, we can highlight this text and we can write in new text. If we want to change the nature of this element, we'll hover over it. We'll then click on the settings area and we're going to get a menu on the right side. We can then click inside of the dashboard to make that menu go away. Once again, we can hover over a particular element. We can click on top of that element in order to edit the content inside of that element. In this case, we are working with a specific countdown menu. We can then click inside of the dashboard area, and if we want to edit the settings, we can do that by clicking on the settings area, and you'll notice then that we get the same effect in this case if we click on top of the actual element. And so with each section that we hover over, we can make changes to that element. For example, if we hover over this element, you are going to notice that we are working with a pop-up button and that we can make changes with this pop-up. It's quite possible that you may want to work with this entire element. And so we'd hover outside of the bounds of the particular elements within the block, and we can change the settings of the entire block. You'll see then that we're now working with the entire opt-in area. So for example, if we wanted to change the background color, we could do that. If we hover again inside of the area but not the actual elements, what you'll notice then is if we click these settings, we are working with a column in a particular row. So you can make changes on any of the elements on a particular page by hovering over the elements, making changes to the element, hovering over the background, making changes to it, or in some cases, even making changes to a particular row or column. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.